Oh,
why would you inflict something like that on me, knowing farewell that I'm going to lay into you like a motherfucker?
My fucking bird is running its mouth in the background, just interrupting me and bothering me. I'm really upset about this.
You don't. That's what I try to tell everybody. It doesn't take that. It just takes you against the beast.
And this other show, it just, I didn't like it. I listened to 5 minutes of it, and I have people sending me texts and emails saying, did you hear the last show? And I got to be honest with you, I haven't listened to it. But what we did do is have a little bit of fun with this person because they're crying for attention. And we always come through by giving attention.
But this was going to be the weekend edition. This was going to be the comic relief to it all. Well, see, and it worked really well. And I enjoy weekend edition. We had a lot of fun with it. It's a great fucking show. But now it comes time to change the name, folks. And it's simply put because we're no longer on the SansNet Radio Network.
And I don't know if she's still out there or not. I didn't even look. I don't go on Blog Talk at all. I have no reason to. I never really enjoyed it. It was where the trollers ruled. It wasn't my favorite place to be. However, I did
say what?
Now, tell me, who are you?
K-I-L-A. 186. Goose.
The Worldwide Radio Show.
That's why you're goofy bone.
Let me tell you something.
Talk shit.
Blog Talk Radio.
And Spreaker.
Brings you the most controversial radio show on the internet.
We live, bitches.
Recorded live.
This program contains corrupt material, including offensive language.
Viewer discretion advised.
Is he smoking something?
Stupid American public you're talking about.
Oh, please, please, give me a break.
You are now entering season 8.
The wild card lies by the seat of his pants, completely unpredictable.
I gotta give you your dream shot. I'm gonna send you up against the best.
What the fuck is this? The danger zone?
Chewbacca, change this trolley into a fucking jumbo jet.
Would you say we'd be venturing into a zone of danger?
Well, yes, obviously.
No, but I mean, how would you phrase that?
The zone will be one of danger.
Now entering the danger zone.
All right, you got a bogey. It's 2 o'clock low, Maverick. You got the ankle. Piece of cake, pal.
Goofy Bone. Go talk to Chewbacca.
Danger Zone is the fucking worst show on the internet.
Oh my God, he's stupid.
They loaded drugs and he has to bean burritos, right?
So what the hell's going on here?
You gotta fire it up now.
Five, four, three, two, one.
We're hot. Let's go.
We have ignition. Strap in.
You're about to listen to
Danger Zone!
And those were his last words.
And that's how stupid I was. This is internet radio. I forgot.
There are no points for second place.
I have an idea about what we do. We would not be good at what we do, would we? We would be cunts. You calling us cunts?
It also makes you incredibly mean.
And ugly.
Seriously, yatch. Danger Zone.
Oh, no. Not again.
Welcome to the Danger Zone.
You were in a 4G inverted dive with a MiG-28.
What is that?
I'm reloaded!
You lying cuss!
Okay?
Oh, lordy, lordy.
Come on in here, motherfucker!
One moment, please. I know who this man is.
You do?
Goofy Bones.
Yes.
Who?
Goofy Bones, a punk ass bitch. That nigga's scared, guys.
Why, you ain't coming in? Okay, I'm coming up. Are you up against me now, motherfucker? I'm gonna blow your fucking brains out. You think you're big time?
Breaker, bitches.
You're gonna fucking die, big time.
The Rangers.
Why won't you die?
Welcome to the Danger Zone.
Have a spelling contest. I thought about just ring your scrawny neck.
Gentlemen, this is the real thing. This is what you've been trained for. You are America's best. Make us proud.
Two unpopular dicks like you.
Yeah, I turned it in. Did y'all hear me? I turned the report in. I did. That's me admitting it on the air. So if it gets 404'd, I did it.
The hell you say?
Okay.
Oh my gosh, yes!
Wait till he sobers up. Are they going to be in trouble?
Which I told you a few times that I did like your show.
You can't win!
So don't sit here and put this stupid, dumb bean and cheese fruity ass on a pedestal.
You know what? I'm not going to tell you how to run your show, dude.
Hey, man, we could have had him. Hey, we could have had him, man.
I will fire when I am goddamn good and ready. You got that?
But it closed the bargain list for a goddamn second, let me think.
Imagining things is a way of learning, too. Let's have some of our kind of imagining. Our kind of make-believe.
Get ready for a surprise!
And let's fly the airwaves of Spreaker into the danger zone. Oh, yes. Oh, motherfucking yes. Welcome, one. Welcome, all. Yes, it's your brown color commentator. I am the Great Goofy Bone, and we are here back again, friends, for another installment of 186 Flying Deuce, the worldwide radio show. Now, we are in the danger zone, kids, because let me tell you something. Today on Periscope, I could tell you a fucking danger full story. I mean, this bitch got crazy Rodney Dangerfield on me. The stupid ass host calling me racist. Fucking dumbass bitch is all mad because, you know, I'm over there out there showing other women love, and when she comes around, I just don't show her the love that she wants like everybody else. But just try to get everybody to motherfucking hate on me. Can't believe this bitch, man. It's like, seriously, it's like grown folks nowadays, they're not all respectful. They're not as fucking, you know, respectful, like they're supposed to be. You know, respect your elders. I don't know if those of you ever heard those terms, but in my motherfucking days, we always had to respect our elders. But this bitch is fucking, she went off the fucking charts. She dragged poor Green Eyes involved. She got her involved, and she started saying that she's racist. Poor Green Eyes ain't even racist. She was just guilty by association, you know? It fucking sucks. It sucks that people have to think that way. Use the race card. Try to motherfucking rally troops to motherfucking hate on another person. You know? But everybody should know Goofy Bone ain't racist. I hate everybody equally. And how can I be racist? I fuck a lot of racists. You know what I'm saying? I fuck a lot of racists. You know what I'm saying? I love different cultures. That's just me being a man, loving women. But this fucking bitch, she got all mad. She used to email. See, this is the thing, is that you meet some people on Periscope, you don't know they're going to turn out to be some psycho-ass motherfuckers. Now, I am what I am, and, you know, I say what I say, and I do what I do. I'm smoking weed all the motherfucking time, but it's like I met this chick. She would smoke. I mean, she would drink, and, you know, she'd get all drunk, and she'd play some oldies, and she'd be singing and shit. So, you know, I was like, all right. This chick's cool. She plays good-ass jams. I'm going to hang out with this chick, you know, she's cool. And, you know, she'd come around, I'd flirt with her and all this other shit. Like I do with every woman on Periscope. I mean, I ain't going to lie. Shit, I love the women on Periscope. They're so beautiful. And these are women that I never knew existed outside of my box. So, of course, I feel like a laughing hyena about to jump and kill a fucking lion that can't even walk no more, you know? I just get all happy. I don't even know what to do. Well, anyways, I gave her my email address because we were just talking about some stuff. Bitch be sending me motherfucking love notes. Stupid little phony fake pictures posing, showing her ass. Nothing naked or anything like that, but sort of showing her ass, like bending over, showing little cleavage shots. And, you know, it's all right, but it's just, I don't know, something about her. She's irritating. Because not only did she blow up my motherfucking email. And when I talk about blow up your email, I'm talking about emailing you at least 5 times a day. In one day. And I never met this person in my motherfucking life. But emailing me 5 times a day. That's kind of fucking stalkerish shit, don't you think? And I probably would only reply to one of those emails. And those times she was emailing me, I wouldn't even reply back to her. Or I'd be like, oh, that's cool. This bitch, she snapped today. She got all butt hurt. I unfollowed her on Twitter because one time I went on Twitter on my phone, and I'm telling you, everybody, my whole Twitter feed was her and her selfie pictures. I'm talking about 20 fucking 8 different fucking poses of her in the same fucking picture, doing the same fucking pose, taking up all the space on my Twitter. I couldn't even see another person for about maybe 50 fucking swipes. So I unfollowed this bitch. I was like, hell no, this bitch is fucking, she's taking up all my shit right here. Hell no. And she's talking, you know, shit, man. She over there telling people, oh, I'm racist. Today she was in my chat room. She says, what, you hating on my selfie game? Because what? Because she wanted to say that she wants to take selfies like, she wants to be like Kim Kardashian and take a bunch of selfies of herself. I'm like, bitch, you ain't Kim Kardashian. You know, you'll never be Kim Kardashian. Kim Kardashian's a dumb piece of shit that fucked her way to success. And this bitch got all crazy, calling me racist. And then to top it all off, this is where the fucking funny part is. This bitch had the nerve to to say the reason why I unfollowed her on Twitter is because she had 6,000 followers on Twitter, and I was jealous of how many Twitter followers that she had. I mean, come on, man. We're adults here. This bitch talking about I'm jealous. This is why I laugh about old people, man, trying to be young. Shit, they just don't get it. If shit don't go their way, don't make it try to go your way. Because it'll never go your way. Stupid ass bitch, I swear to God, people. I hate when dumb fucks like this seriously want to start shit. When they fucked up in life, they want to blame their fuck ups on somebody else and act like it's going to be okay. Acting like, oh yeah, this motherfucker's racist. Spit on you, fucking Melissa Williams. Fucking bitch. But yeah, that's how my day started, people. Fighting with some motherfucking stupid ass Periscope bitch. All mad because I didn't show her love. Shit, don't get me wrong, people. I get hella fine ass women up in my chat room. Some of them are way finer than others, and I'm sorry. Those ones get special care. And if you don't fit the criteria, or if you don't have anything that interests me, then basically, see, you're not on my motherfucking jock list. You know, like on Mission Impossible, they had the knock list. I have a jock list. Beautiful women, I jock. Shit, I tell them straight up, I ain't gonna lie to them. If we're ever alone in a room, girl, you're gonna get fucked. There's this one out there that I just can't resist. And I tell her all the time. I go, girl, if we're ever alone, I'm gonna fuck you so bad, all your makeup's gonna melt off your face. Shit, I'm serious, people. Shit, this woman looks like she needs to get it. She needs to get it the good way. And I mean the right way. But this one bitch, you know, who started all the motherfucking bullshit talking about that I'm racist and nah. This bitch all mad because, like I said, I didn't show her love like I show these other women love. And oh, you don't show a woman love, especially her old age. Motherfucker, she's gonna snap. Hold on, Big Bill, I'm rolling here right now. Fuck. Mechazawa's not here. That motherfucker, he took a day off because he had to help some old ladies across the street, and he said there's like 50,000 of them. It's like an old lady rally. They're marching to protest freeways because they say it's dangerous. So Mechazawa, and it's in his neighborhood, he's over there fucking walking old ladies across the street. Fucking Mechazawa. But anyway, that's how my day started, people. And yesterday, I didn't even get a chance to tell y'all that my chair exploded. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, the chair, the famous chair that Goofy Bone sits on, his throne. I think maybe 17 women I fucked on that chair. But yeah, it fucking exploded on me. The bottom part broke, and some motherfucking, you know, like the little, you know, shock that it has in it, fucking shot out and all this liquid came out. It was fucking crazy, people. But anyway, so I have to go and buy a new chair tomorrow, and I went looking for chairs today, but I didn't see anything I like. I went to Staples. I went to Best Buy. Like, I didn't like these chairs. These chairs, they're overpriced, and they look like they came from the Goodwill or something, you know? But there's this one place where I know that they have fucking nice fucking CEO chairs. Shit, I'm going to go there tomorrow. I'm going to get me a nice motherfucking chair, about $400. Unbreakable, lasts me 10 fucking years. Telling you people, the way this chair exploded, it did not need to fucking blow up like that. That was dramatic. That was like Debbie Daly if somebody stabbed her and she had one last fucking glimpse of life and she pulled some little fucking you know, something stupid like that. But that chair, it was just, it was dramatic the way it fucking died. Dude, what the fuck is in my nose, dude? Do I have a long nose hair that's fucking bothering me? I gotta go and trim my nose hairs. I don't know what the fuck's in my nose, man. We're gonna smoke some weed right now, Big Bill. Shut the fuck up. Like I said, I'm rolling it right now. Well, it's already rolled, but... who blocked Bibbs? Nobody blocked Bibbs. Isn't Trevor Cody, isn't that Guy Shea? Guy Shea still using puppets like a little bitch? Can't even be mad enough to come into the fucking chat room? Fucking pussy. And he talks about he's the motherfucking man around here. He ain't nothing but a fucking old ass pussy. Crybaby bitch trying to be a Howard Stern that nobody even gives a shit about. Yeah, you're Guy Shea and you're fucking stupid. Come in, as your real appearance. Stop being a little bitch. Jesus Christ. Fucking your grandchildren look up to you, Jesus. They're going to end up being bitches just like you. Look at, they're going to be failures like your kids. I mean, look at your daughter. She's probably out there making more pieces of shit for you to fucking watch. But oh well. That's your problem and not mine, but... oh, now Trevor's Debbie? Oh, well. I don't know who it is, but... whoever's Goofy Bones' nose hair... fucking... get out of my fucking nose. And see, Megazawa's not even here. He has a box of tweezers. Anyways... we're going to smoke right now, ladies and gentlemen. So I need those of you out there who are weed smokers. We're going to open up the phone lines right now. And if you are a weed smoker, the only thing we ask you to do is to smoke, take the biggest hit you can online, I mean, over the phone, because there's a couple people that are on, well, actually quite a few people that are on the line. We're going to open up the line, the phone lines, and all we want you to do is we want to hear the biggest cough you could give us. And if you have kids in the room, please take them out. I don't want no children coughing on my fucking my radio show, because bad enough parents email me saying that I give kids the right of way to smoke marijuana. No, I fucking don't. I hate these fucking yuppie parents that I fucking receive emails from. What are their last names? Corningstones? Fucking rich fucking yuppies. What are you doing listening to my show anyways, dumb fucks? But anyways, we're going to open up the phone lines, Chewbacca. Is that what we're doing? Okay, so open up the phone lines right now, and then we're going to fucking smoke this motherfucking weed. And to those of you out there in the chat room, press 420 and motherfucking join us for a fucking toke, if you know what I'm talking about. All right, we're opening up the phone lines. Let's hear those people smoking and toking. Yeah, there we go. Here we go. The blunt is now lit, and let's hit this shit, man. Oh, there we go. There's virgin lungs. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not asking you to kill yourself. Fucking LXL, enjoy yourself, shit. Time to smoke some weed, baby. Hey, I told y'all, don't bring babies in this call. Bad enough I told you, you fucking people. You're going to get these people to email me again saying that it's okay for children to smoke weed. I never said that. Big Bill's not on the air. I don't see him on the phone line. Oh, yeah, this fucking blunt is good. Damn, what's up with all these virgin lungs tonight? Shit, I know people are taking some hardcore bong rips. How can your son be addicted to meth because of me? I don't even smoke meth. He must have got the wrong weed. Don't blame me, bitch. Hey, I told you, don't have your children in the fucking room while you're smoking. Alright, hey, you know what? Mute everybody, goddammit. Jesus Christ. Fucking, that's a lot of people to mute. But anyways, people, like I said, if you're going to smoke, don't have your children right there, because I'm going to get blamed for it. How do I look like I smoke meth? I'm supposed to be skinny if I smoke meth. Trevor, you're starting to become a stupid fucking troll that's going to get banned. Don't be dumb. If you're going to be a stupid troll, just sit there and call me stupid names. Don't say I smoke meth. Children are going to listen to this, and they're going to think I do that because of you. So stop that shit. Meth is bad. Listen to the name of it, meth. Sounds so bad. That's something Guy Shay and his fucking ugly wife do. What's her name? Stacy Shit? Stools, right? Isn't that her last name? Isn't a stool a shit? But anyways, yeah, we don't do meth over here. This is strictly a marijuana-producing show. I didn't ask if you liked my show. Nobody likes my fucking, my broadcasts. Everybody hates me from here to fucking, where is that? Germany? Pitstalu? Oh, no, I have friends in Pittsburgh. I'm sorry, the listeners in Pittsburgh. Where the fuck is Pittsburgh, Germany? Did somebody look that up? Is that even a real place? It's called Pittsburgh. But anyways, we are live in the danger zone. My name is Goofy Bone. I am your brown color commentator. And I had a lot of danger today on my good old, wonderful, peaceful place called Periscope. But, yeah, I know I sang Mariah Carey when you died. Because everyone was sad, and I had to cheer them up with a Mariah Carey song. Don't hate me for that. But anyways, I had a wonderful, crazy, fucking pointing fingers at me day. Just a day in the life of Goofy Bone, I'm telling you. Yesterday, my chair blew up on me. I mean, it literally blew up. It had a little hissing sound. And it fucking blew up. But anyways, after the show, I'm glad we have an early show tonight. I got a little wonderful little baby doll coming over. And we're just going to have to handle our business, you know. I need to get my dick sucked. And I need to plug a bitch with some big old titties, so I'm going to get it all tonight. So my day today, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to receive all the loving while I'm fucking jamming my dick so far up in her pussy, man. All that fucking juice just... I'm telling you, people. Day in the life of Goofy Bone. It's got its ups, it's got its downs. But no matter what, you're boning throughout your town. I don't know what I'm going to do this weekend, ladies and gentlemen. I was thinking of going back to Vegas this weekend, but I'm already going to Vegas next month. Thinking of maybe heading to Reno this weekend. Or maybe go to Tahoe. I don't know. I got some money to splurge. You know, the stock market's been kind to me. I should go out and gamble away my wonderful, beautiful dividends. But I don't know yet. I might go to motherfucking Tahoe. But the one thing about going out to those places, you go in the little specialty shops that they have, you know, little phony mom and pop shops. Shit, all those motherfuckers. Shit, you're talking about a jacket for fucking $72. But yet, if you go back you come back in 5 years, that jacket will still be there for $70. So I really hate those specialty mom and pop shops in the fucking little places like that. Sometimes I just like to go out there, gamble what I gamble, and then go shopping. It's the best thing to do, people. I mean, shit. If you're going to lose some money, might as well go buy items. Why not? The last of my Jack right here. And I got a little bit of Pepsi, so they both form to be a great drink. But it's like, you sit there and you fucking look at this world. You look at the society that's going on. I mean, I don't know if anyone's heard, but there's a bitch out there that had to go to the emergency room because she wore tight jeans. Well, there's other bigger fucking problems in the world. Like I said, women are fucking crazy. In China, a woman tried to commit suicide by jumping off a lake after getting into a fight with her husband. Why? The woman got in a fight with her husband because the husband didn't want to buy her a fucking purse? Oh, my God, people. See, this is what I'm talking about. One of these motherfucking handbags. This bitch wanted to kill herself because the husband didn't want to buy her a Louis Vuitton handbag. Now, this is what I'm talking about, people. Where is your morals for life? If that's all you care about. I mean, seriously. Well, I want to tell you something, people. There's alien worms out there, and they're going to start affecting the United States pretty soon. A strange alien worm with a mouth in the middle of its belly. Yeah, let me say this again. An alien-looking worm with its mouth in the middle of its belly. Yeah, this worm is going to invade the United States. And they call it a flatworm. Platydemonas marmorphites. I hope I said that right. But anyways, this worm was new, it was found, and now it's invading America. And this motherfucker looks disgusting. Let's just hope those ain't invasion of the fucking, what was it, the booty snatchers? But anyways, back to what I was telling you people. Skinny jeans, you see all the stupid kids wear this shit. And I told you, I've seen kids wearing these jeans, walking like fucking sticks with a fucking a tomato head. And you can see the veins in their legs. In Australia, this fucking woman with skinny jeans on barely collapsed after wearing the tight jeans. Fucking woman is 35 years old. What the fuck are you doing wearing skinny jeans, bitch? Now, this is what happens when people just want to fit in. How fucking dumb can you fucking possibly be? I'm going to wear some skinny jeans today, even though it's cutting off my fucking circulation. This is what I laugh, people. That's why I laugh at these dumb fucks. People think they look cute. Oh, yeah, I'm going to wear fucking skinny jeans. Jesus Christ. Can somebody get a Magic Johnson trap card? If anyone has it, it's a limited edition. Upon a card being laid down, use this trap to give another card AIDS. In five turns, the infected card would be destroyed. I mean, seriously. We need to have these cards in life to deal with idiots out there like this. Skinny jeans, get the fuck away from me, you idiots. Well, anyways, apparently, there's people out there with more problems than I have. In Arizona, a notorious male slot urinator has been arrested. Did I say that right? A notorious male slot urinator? David Azaraz, 30, was caught this morning in Scottsdale illegally urinating into a upscale mail slot, and the mail slot led into somebody's kitchen. this guy sticking his dick in mail slots and fucking peeing. I mean, seriously, isn't there anything else better to do? Can't you carve a hole in a tree and stick your dick in it? I mean, for real. Sticking your dick in a mail slot. What a fucking idiot. I wish somebody would have closed that mail slot and made that motherfucker cry. Fucking dicks on the ground, fucking dumb fuck. You guys got to look at this fucking idiot. Chewbacca, put it in the goddamn chat room. I want everybody to see this fucking pathetic idiot. We even got a video for you guys, too. Put that in the chat room, Chewbacca. Look at this fucking idiot. I mean, seriously, people. Isn't there anything better to do? Give me my Jack Daniels. I can't believe someone would actually fucking stick their fucking dick into a mail slot and just go and pee and fucking do what he fucking pleases. Fucking idiot. My God. Oh, that's some good Jack. Oh, this fucking idiot. He's peeing on the people's mail. This is so hilarious. Life don't get no better than this, people. Fucking idiotic fucking weirdo. Well, a naked couple has been arrested in a bizarre incident. Westlake, Ohio is a beautiful place. I've been there before. A Bay Village woman and a Cleveland man were arrested in a lake, Westlake, earlier because they were unclothed, they were drunk, driving, and apparently the naked man and female outside the car were fucking each other. Sounds great. I mean, come on. Can we get, you know, a hotel room at least? Really? I mean, you guys got to look at me and say, this fat chick and a skinny white dude that's losing his hair and he has to comb it forward. What a bunch of fucking weirdos. I'm telling you, people, these people nowadays, sometimes you just want to grab your gun and just shoot them. Apparently, Dick Van Patten, who's been in many movies like Spaceballs, and he's been in TV shows like Eight Is Enough and The Love Boat, well, apparently, he has died. Ah, poor Dick Van Patten. I remember him in Spaceballs when he would call for Vespa. Vespa! Vespa, my dear! Yeah. Oh, it's Greeny. What's up, Greeny? Greeny, you're fucking racist. You're 16 years old and you're fucking racist, Greeny. Well, apparently we got more dumb idiots in China. A student was hospitalized after eating and swallowing a metal spoon while eating ice cream. Okay, so what is he eating the ice cream with? His hands? Somebody left a spoon in there and he, what, ate it all? I don't know where these fucking weirdos come from, but look at this shit. Chewbacca, can we get the motherfucking, the full story? Anyways, it's in the chat room, people. I mean, there's an x-ray picture of a goddamn spoon where it's not supposed to be. What a fucking idiot. What a fuck. So this answers the question. Well, why was even the spoon even there? How did he transfer the ice cream with the spoon from point A to point B? That's what I want to know. Was he using his hands? And if he was, why was the spoon there then? See, these are questions you got to ask yourself, people. It's like, really, this is real? And yes, it is real. Completely sad, people, but hey, this is fucking life. Ooh, yeah. Oh, I forgot to tell everybody, I want to give a shout out to my homeboy Pork Chops. He's out there in the 559. I think it's his birthday today, and I wanted to say happy birthday to him. And say what's up to all my people out there who are listening to us throughout all the various website locations, everywhere you could possibly imagine. Fucking stupid ass kids in China eating fucking spoons. I mean, seriously, people. Do you know in Atlanta, sunbathing supposedly is increasing your chances of getting pregnant? Get the fuck out of here! I can't believe these fucking people. Now, if we're going to talk about some sick people, and I think this will be the last story of the night. In Virginia, and this is true, people, a mother has been charged with murder after the body of her son, who went missing in 2004, over 11 years ago, was found in the trunk of her car. I'm not even going to say this bitch's name, but this 44-year-old woman was charged with consignment of a dead body after the grim discovery early this month. This young boy was 12 years old, 7th grader, and then he disappeared. Apparently, this woman was pulled over on the freeway, and she had expired tags. So, you know, the deputy, you know, happened to ask, hey, well, what's in the back? And, yeah. God. You actually keep your kid in the fucking trunk of your fucking car for 11 fucking years? Now, this is what I laugh about, people. How the fuck did this happen? Welcome to America. We already talked about the drama tonight. You know, Greeny, I mean, I just think it's so stupid that, you know, the reason why this bitch did it, because she wasn't getting no love. Goofy Bone wasn't, you know, shocking her pussy. Goofy Bone wasn't over there, you know, kissing her motherfucking hand. Because when I wouldn't reply to this bitch, she would pull up a little shit like, oh, you gonna be like that with me? Type shit. So I didn't even want to fuck with this motherfucker. But yeah. Anyway. We're going to end the show right now because I got a guest coming over in about 10, 15 minutes. I'm the fucker good. I'm going to take all my pain and aggression that I had today. I'm going to take it all out on her. Oh, well. That's life. Sometimes people, like little Nancy, is going to have to fucking take it. But, yeah. Anyways, I'm already fucked up. I'm high as a motherfucker. Got my Jack Daniels right here, but it's already done with. I got one last drink, so let me drink this. We'll do one last thing. Oh, that was good. Let's do one last thing and let's get the fuck out of here. I want to thank all of you for hanging out with me. I want to thank all of you for fucking being there. And why are you disappearing? I don't know. Anyway, Chewbacca, do one last thing.
One last.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're cutting short the show a little bit short. I got me a date coming over, and she's going to get laid, and I'm going to fuck her good. But I want to talk about what happened today. Shouldn't even happen today. But when bitches are upset because they ain't getting the recognition that they want, this type of shit happens. And bitches are scandalous. They'll use any forms of method to try to attack you, to try to get people against you. This bitch tried to throw out the race car. No, Goofy Bones racist. And then this bitch tried to turn it up and try to say that I'm jealous of her Twitter followers because she's got 6,000 of them. Bitches can't make up their fucking mind. Ask Debbie Dammy, that fucking dumbass hoe knows. Stupid ass bitches. But like I said, people, this is Goofy Ball live in the danger zone. And I want to thank all of you, because without your contribution, this wouldn't be the worst show here on Spreaker. Oh, it's not the worst show no more. It's the most hated. Oh, I'm sorry. It wouldn't be the most hated show here on Spreaker. But I want to thank all those people in the chat rooms and all the chat rooms. I want to thank all those beautiful people on Periscope and all those wonderful, lovely people that still mention my name when I don't even think of them. I know the type of impact I leave on you motherfuckers. And the feeling is always mutual because it's always business. But as for the good dog, Chewbacca, I am Goofy Bones on top of Spreaker Mountain, looking down the valley of Blog Talk Radio and the misty mountains of Talkshoe, saying good night. And if the enemy is going to hate you, make sure the enemy loves to hate you. Oh, and one last one. Did I not destroy my enemies when I make them my friends? But anyways, always remember the hate is out there. And no matter how good you could be in life, someone's always gonna hate on you.
The train! Let's beat it! Come on, hurry! We can make it!
a dangerous game you two were playing. Listen to your friend Chris. Those gates are provided as a warning to let you know that it's not safe to cross.
We could have been hurt. Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Spreaker.com.
1AD6 Point Views is brought to you in part by...
Where is the original Goofy bone?
Acme Corporation, featuring outlandish products that fail or backfire catastrophically at the worst possible time.
Oh, they pissed me off. Oh, I just want some fucking attention. I just want some fucking attention. Wah, wah.
Sirius Cybernetics Corporation, a decidedly inept company responsible for the design and creation of a wide range of robots and labor-saving devices.
How do you babysit a little black kid?
How?
You lick his lips and stick him through a window.
How dare you!
Moncorp, a large multi-billion-dollar industrial complex with numerous subsidiaries and a monopoly on robot production.
I am...
Wrong damn cad!
The new face of fear. Don't you understand, Goofy? Oh, do you understand the power of darkness? The power of hate? You don't. You know nothing about it.
Additional funding was provided by...
You better shut your freaking mouth. You understand me, you little weasel?
Since 1968, Rich Industries continues to provide a number of quality auto services to customers both in Spreaker and nationwide.
The person you're hosting your show with today will be your enemy tomorrow because none of you loser motherfuckers have 1 ounce of loyalty.
Major funding for this program was provided by...
I succeeded. I destroyed you.
Soil and Corporation, whose newest product is Soil and Green. A green wafer advertised to contain high-energy plankton from the world's oceans.
Yeah, I've turned it in. Did y'all hear me? I turned the report in. I did it. Me admitting it on the air. So if you get 404, I did it. Okay?
You're jealous?
The very big corporation of America taking over the world, one small business at a time.
A secret document containing the names of men within privately favored friendly relations with the West.
This program was made possible in part by a grant from... Warbucks Industries, now the world's largest producer of depleted uranium artillery shells, cluster bombs, and cat food.
We know this is a plot to acquire the document, thereby embarrassing the West.
Shun magic and shun the appearance of magic, shun everything, and then shun shunning.
As always, should you or any member of your force be caught or killed, the secretary will disavow any knowledge of your actions.
I'm fucking serious here. Out of all of the things that we have accomplished here, we're the most controversial show here on Spreaker.
This tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds.